listener production.
Hello, Brianna Redhead with your local briefing. One of the country's biggest farming groups is confident Canberra's latest Future Drought Fund package will help us to reach net zero emissions targets. The Prime Minister yesterday announcing $500 million to help farmers and communities prepare for the next major drought. Natalie Collard from Farmers for Climate Action says there were also solutions to help farmers lower their emissions.
And if we're growing food and fibre long term, which we're absolutely putting up our hands to do, we need to manage climate from being simply variable to actually climate change. And this is the critical decade and time.
The state government has vowed to keep airfares low for regional West Aussies. They've committed more than $64 million to the capped airfares scheme, ensuring return flights don't go above $300. Carnarvon is one of the most popular routes, with more than 10,000 people taking to the skies in the last 18 months. Too many Aboriginal kids are coming into contact with the WA justice system. That's according to the United Nations, who've made a series of recommendations to the state government following a visit to Geraldton in October. It includes raising the age of criminal responsibility and establishing a dedicated First Nations Children's Commissioner. And Apple has unveiled its thinnest ever product, the 13-inch iPad Pro, measuring in at 5.1 millimetres thick by using OLED screens. Techspert Trevor Long says it'll enable any operation to be conducted on an iPad.
These things are probably more powerful than most people listening's laptops at home.
In sport, yoga is getting a new home for the winter. Geraldton Yoga Club sunrise and sunset classes to be relocated to the QE2 Centre from today. It's for the Saturday morning and Wednesday evening sessions, with locals welcome to attend the free classes. Want more local news? Get free breaking news about our community. Download the Listener app, search for your area, and subscribe now.